DJ Feature, you live. DJ Feature, you live.
I'm in denial, and it don't take no x-ray to see right through my smile. I know I'll be on the go, and it ain't no drink out there that can numb my soul. Oh no, I only want to.
Yeah, beat you blonde.
Hello? Yo, 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 what's going on? It's your boy DJ Avicii. Sorry about that, y'all. We had a bit of a small little technical difficulty, but we good to go. Back in rocking. You know what it is, man. So if y'all just tuning in again, it's your boy DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. We back with another wonderful week. We got a double whammy for y'all. We got my man Big Zoe, Return of the Big Zoe, and we also got my boy Jay Lee stopping back by through today as well, for some more hot jams. With that going on, we're going to go ahead and get into a few little articles coming up a little bit later as well. We got Beyonce urges swift justice for Breonna Taylor and letter to Kentucky Attorney General. NYPD reportedly tracking Brooklyn rapper Nick Blicky's killer. And Method Man's Cataphrase is now a revolutionary cannabis brand. So with that going on, let's go ahead and get to some good jams. And this right here is Jay Lee, Shady Love. We'll be right back. DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio.
Jay Lee. You tell me you love me, ay. You tell me you need me, yeah. You tell me you want me, ay. I know you didn't mean it, yeah. You look to my phone, I look to your phone. We both find the same thing. Negative shit and bad energy. Baby, what happened to chemistry? I'm down with these lies. I'm done with all the lies. Yeah. Baby lies, baby, I'm a fool. But my favorite. Baby, I love you too. We fought with each other. You held me down, so I'm holding you. My brothers be on you. I tell them chill, better play it cool. Cause you not no thot. We went this way, that way, my way, your way, then back around. We went this way, that way, my way, your way, then back around. Down with these lies. I don't need it. I don't want your.
was my boy Jay Lee, Shady Love. He'll be on a little later. A little later coming up, we got FN Life, Needy, Kendrick Lamar, Institution, Avicii, Pain from the Trap, J. Cole, Be Free, Nas Untitled, and so much more. But let's go ahead and get right on into it. It looks like less than a week ago, after she celebrated Breonna Taylor's birthday with a demand for justice, the 38-year-old icon penned a letter to Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron. She urged Cameron to use his power to bring criminal charges against the three officers who shot and killed Taylor in her Louisville apartment on March 13th. The letter, which was shared on Beyonce's official website on Sunday, demands that the Attorney General commit to transparency in the investigation and prosecution of these officers and criminal conduct. Looks like things are heating up for the Kentucky Attorney General. Make sure you guys go on their website and check that out as well. Let's go ahead and get right back on into another track. Keep the good vibes going, and we'll be back with a little bit more. This right here is FN Life, Needy. Make sure y'all check that out. DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. Be right back.
I gave you my heart and you let that go, and now we back here. I just wanna know, baby, do you want me back in? Seeing how it went the last time, I wanna do it again.
Oh, not again.
I was always there for you, but then I had to leave. New nigga by your side, why you asking me? I can tell that you forgot, don't bite the hand that feeds.
Yeah, I can tell that you forgot, don't bite the hand that feeds.
You know me, I can't waste no time, baby, I gotta move it. Preparing myself for the next stage of life, trying to get through it. I vividly remember saying I wouldn't do this without you. It's a sign to hunt everything I'm doing now without you. You say, you need me the way you need me. Cause see you growing, that's a big thing. I'ma be alright, cause the drugs got me on the way. You need it. And I get it, but you don't need me. Had to make my move to a new scene. Shit was kinda toxic, get my ass bonded. I'm unique. You used to tell me all the time, but now we don't speak. Fuck it, we don't need to be. From the damage that was made, I don't wanna get hit by no debris. You can't tell me I'm not right. Making a big move, shining on you, see my light. Come on, I trusted you, I thought some of that shit was light. And I was like, fuck, you can't even look me in my eye. What's the move? Should I slide? Asking for the devil dick, but I'm seeing halo tonight. I like the way you take it there, got this light skin, I like the fight. If I make the wrong move, could probably lose my life. My time, something special, you lost it. Said he trying to get it like I'm post, you got no options. Swear I never knew these niggas winning, got it, never lost it. Always talking Spider-Man, but sucking me up like some pasta. There I go again on my nut shit. If she hit a nigga up, it's cause I got the good dick. Never worry about the opposition and that true shit. Don't be asking questions about my move, I got good lips.
You need it, and I get it, but you don't need me. Had to make my move to a new scene. Shit was kinda toxic in my ass, I'm blinded. I'm unique, used to tell me all the time, but now we don't speak. Fuck it, we don't need to be. From the damage that was made, I don't wanna get hit by no debris.
Yeah, you can't have it, you can't have it. I've been lost it, I mean, you had it well before, but you lost it. I'm just showing myself today, I got options.
Hey, 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 whoa. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my boy FN Life, Needy. Make sure y'all check that out as well on all streaming platforms. He also has an interview coming up with yours truly, DJ Avicii, here at Flat Life Radio that will be playing on one of these Thursday shows. So make sure you guys check that out. Looks like we got Big Zoe with us, Big Zoe. So we're going to go ahead and bring him on the line, get this dope interview started. I'm right back into some good jams and then get on right into another article because you know what it is. We're trying to keep you updated with the latest hip-hop news. All right, so Big Zoe, you with us?
He just dropped off.
Okay, it looks like he just dropped. We're going to get Big Zoe back in it. We're going to get him back in it. All right, just one sec, guys. We're going to go ahead and get right on into the next track, and then we're going to get things rolling. You know what it is, DJ Beat You, Fly Life Radio, if you just tuning in. Oh, we got him back?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and get Big Zo on the line then.
What up, what up?
Hey, hey, what's going on, Big Zo? How you feeling, player?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How y'all doing?
That's great to hear. We doing good, man. We doing good. Trying to stay safe and out the way. You know, it's a whole lot of craziness going on, so try not to get mixed up in all that.
Yeah, what you said.
Okay.
How y'all be?
Well, we doing good, man. We doing good. We had one of your artists, Jay Lee, on last week, I believe it was. Really great guy. Really great guy. We love his music. You did one hell of a pick with him. I want to ask you a little bit about that and also a little bit into this Shannon Briggs. It looks like Big Zo ready to throw some paws on somebody.
Okay, okay. Yeah, man. I found Jay Lee, man. His mom kept on. You want to know about Jay Lee first?
What's up?
I said you want to know about Jay Lee first?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into that first.
Okay, okay. See, you know, I was training and stuff, and his mom kept hitting me up because she know I got a little studio down here in Knoxville. And she was just like, you know, my son got some talent. You need to listen to him. So I just kept playing out. You know, I'd be busy, so I finally listened to him. And I said, damn, he got the voice. And so, you know, I went. When I heard his voice, I said, damn, he got the voice. You know, he need to work. He started working on some stuff. And then, I told him to come to the studio. And then we hit it from there. So I've been with him ever since.
Okay, okay, okay. You know, it's crazy, though. It's crazy that we're so busy, you know what I mean, kind of just staying in that tunnel vision of what we have going on and trying to prepare ourselves and get ready for the next big thing. And it's like when that little bird comes in church, you know what I mean, we kind of shoo it away until it just becomes one of those things when you wake up in the morning, you got to hear it. You know what I mean? You got to.
I feel
you on that one.
Yeah, that's how that went. So, man. So it was just like, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, that's how I went with him, you know what I mean? You know, he was, like you said, he's a good kid, man, you know, he's just, you know, doing his thing, trying to make his way, so I'm just trying to help push him.
I feel you, and we always need somebody out there, good guidance, you know what I mean? Especially with the industry going on, you know, he is a very hot artist, and I feel like if he would have fell into the wrong hands, they could have most definitely did some damage to his career, you know what I mean, and his self-esteem, you know, as an artist as well, so. I'm happy
that
you most definitely
did
get your hands on
to him. Yeah, you know, boxing and music industry is the same thing, really. So a lot of people don't know that, but it is.
You just got to know how to work it. Just got to know how to work it.
Yeah, you got a lot of cons out there. And that's what, you know, that's what I was guiding them about. You know, just got to watch out. Don't sign nothing. Just, you know, see how people work, man. Just, you know, shop everywhere. You know what I mean?
You already know it. So I know that you stated that you have the studio going on down in Knoxville, right? So that lets me know that you're a busy guy. You're a guy all about entrepreneurship and everything. So speaking about that, let's get back into the boxing, because I know that's a very big thing for you business-wise as well. And just let us know a little bit about this Shannon Briggs and this match going on.
I'll be trolling. I'll be trying, you know, not do 6ix9ine, but do 6ix9ine what he doing. You know what I mean? That trolling get people mad. So, you know, I've been trying to just get on people's nerves right now.
You
so
feel
I'm
like it's working?
You feel me? I can fight. So it's really, you know what I mean? They know I ain't scared of them. So, you know, so I'm just going to keep putting it out. Somebody going to bite, you know?
Come on now. You already know somebody going to bite.
Yeah, somebody going to bite. I'm just going to keep on picking on people. I guess I'm going to have to be the bully. I don't have to do what 50 Cent did, you know, make people fight me.
He sure did most definitely come into the came into the rap industry dissing everybody, including Jigga. That man did not care, no fear in his heart whatsoever.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going to have to do to the boxing game. I'm going to just have to talk my swag. I'm going to have to talk it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can bag it up, though. Yeah. I can bag it up.
So tell us a lot more about a lot more of your business ventures that you have going on, you know what I mean, in ties to your boxing.
Okay, man. I love entrepreneurship, man. Like, I just feel like us, being Black Americans anyway. I think we should just, you know, I just feel like, I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I feel like if I go get a 9-to-5, I feel like I'm really slaving. You know what I mean? I feel like it. I feel like a slave. I feel like you know, they say this America, so if it's America, I got the right, like everybody else got the right to start my own shit. You
exactly.
know what I mean? That's, you know, that's what I believe in, man. Like, I don't believe in no Section 8. I don't believe in food stamps. I don't believe in none of that. You know what I mean? I don't want no government assistance. I'm going to go out there and get it myself. And I feel like every Black American should be that way. You know what I mean? And we don't depend on nothing. You know what I mean? I don't depend on it. I don't want to wait for the government to give me this, give me that. I just want to go out and get it on my own, you know? But with that said, you'll be the first to know I'm about to sign a 2-year deal with Rick Ross. So.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats. Let us know a little bit about that if you can. I don't want you to give too much to get in trouble, but if you can, let us know a little bit about that.
Me and Rick Ross hit it up when I had to fight February the 1st in New Mexico. You know, he Austin Trout manager. And so we hit it up and we stayed in touch. He gave me some books, 21 Keys to Success. You know, and he was like, hey, I want to come down to your city, show you love. And, you know, ever since then, we was chopping it up. Then he just hit me with a management deal, so... It's a 3-year deal, and we finna the real Rick Ross, not the fake Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross.
No, so. Yeah. Freeway. We interviewed his artist, Jay King, I believe it was, about 2 years back. Really great guy.
Yeah. So, I just joined the team, so you know we finna do it big.
All right. Well, congrats. Look, if there's anything that we can do to help you guys out promotion-wise or whatever the case is, you just let us know. You already know how we get
down.
You've been
perfect, man. You know, you my number one guy. You called me when I was out of New Mexico to do an interview, so, you know, we go way back.
You already know it, man. You always got love here at the family. Always got love here. So, look, I know, you know, we talked a little bit about Jay Lee. We talked a little bit, you know what I mean, also about entrepreneurship. And just let me know, and also the people that's listening, how important is it, you know what I mean, as a Black man in America to be able to stand up for the same rights as, you know what I mean, I hate to say it like this, but the Europeans, the people who brought us over here, you know what I mean? Like, how important is it to be able to use our voices to state those opinions and rights?
Man, I think it's important, but, you know, like, I ain't trying to get off the subject, but you know how you said the European brought us over here? But I think, you know, just get me wrong, people might disagree with me, but if me and you both look at it, I don't think they brought 8 million slaves over here, you know what I mean? I don't think they brought, if they brought that many slaves over here, we'll outnumber them, and we'll overthrow them, you know what I mean?
That's very true.
So I'm going to just put it like this. The Black man, we was already over here. If it don't make sense to you, like, we was part of the natives. You know, some Indians are Black. You can't tell. They just say, hey, you Negro. Boom, boom, boom. So why enslave, bring that many slaves over here when you already got Black people over here? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And so if you listen to Martin Luther King's speech, he said, planting rock didn't land on us or whatever, but you know, it landed on us, so they came to us. You see what I'm saying? It just gets deep, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the richest African dude in the world, you know, he sent ships over here way before Columbus. That's where I'm coming from. You see what I'm saying? So
that's
people
true,
didn't come
and
back.
That's the lot that they don't teach in today's school.
Yeah, they don't
you
teach
know what
that.
I mean, that's something that's
so
suppressed.
How can you enslave people? You give them your religion, you tell them what you want to, in their history books to keep us down, you know what I mean? So that's why I believe in entrepreneurship. I feel like if I'm working for this man, he don't give a damn about me. I'm working for him. I'm slaving for him. My hours with him. If he find me, I ain't got no job. So that's why I believe. If you do get a job, have something on the side you're doing, like selling. I don't care if you're selling freeze pops or something. You know what I mean? You got something on the side going in case you do get fired from the man or whatever. So I just always, you know, growing up, I always felt like, you know, I was always told, you know, growing up in the South, you always told, hey, man, you better go get a job. That's how you going to do. That's how you going to survive. You better go get a job. And I always defined that. I was like, man, I'm going to get my own. You know what I mean? And I always been that way. Never. I had a job when I was 15, last job I had. You know what I mean? So I believe in entrepreneurship.
Yeah, and that right there, just how the history, you know what I mean, of our people sits and how modern today, you know, how modernized today is. You know, that's why I asked, you know, just how important was it to have that, to be able to speak out and, you know what I mean, just be a part of what's going on, you know what I mean, just to kind of play a bigger role, you know what I mean? So
yeah, I'm part of I'm part of the movement.
It does come with a lot. It does come with a lot being a black man in America.
Yeah, I ain't gonna tear down another brother no more. You know, I'm salty for that. I did that before, you know what I mean? And I'm just gonna look up and try to, and we just try to go back and take it back to streets, man, just teach our youth what it needs to be an entrepreneurship. You know what I mean? We all don't got to sell dope. We all don't got to do this. We all don't got to do that. But we know how to get this money the right way. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to preach to y'all, but I'm just saying, you feel me though? I just feel like it's up to us. Like, you a radio personality, DJ. I think it's up to us to go back and grab that youth, man. Tell me, this the wrong way. We need to do it this way now. And there's a lot of young people out here lost, man. You know what I mean?
Something got to switch somewhere.
Hey, we don't make guns, man. They dropping them guns off on us. They want us to do that, bro.
Come on,
you know
now.
I mean?
A 15, 18-year-old ain't going to be able to just go out there and find an AR-15 out of nowhere. You know what I mean? It's got to start from some point.
I'm saying they want us to do this, bro. You know what I mean? People just got to start, like, I'm glad you got me on the show, man. People just need to wake up, bro. Just wake up. You know what I mean? Like, you know, back in the day when we was younger, you, me, all us younger, they wouldn't even let rap on videos with guns. They wouldn't even let nobody that did rap songs guns in the videos. And
nope.
They try to ban it, tear up CDs. But now you look what they doing. They got our youth looking at it. Oh, this the way, y'all. Everybody got to help.
Like it ain't nothing. Like it ain't nothing. It's sad. It's sickening.
And what it's teaching the kids. You think about it. If I'm 10 years old and I'm looking at this young kid my age with a gun in a video talking about ops and smoking weed and all that, what that kid going to do? Oh, this cool right here. I want to be cool. That's what I'm saying. We got to change that mindset. We got to change that mindset.
We do. We gotta break those chains. We gotta break those chains and be free. And then speaking about that, I want to get into this song real quick by J. Cole called "Be Free." I personally feel like it really touches a lot of bases on what we're speaking of. So real quick, if it's okay with you, let's go ahead and get into that track and then get you on back. I know you're a busy man, so I don't want to keep you too long. But I got two more questions for you, and then we're gonna get you up out of here. All right?
Okay. Cool.
I'm in denial, and it don't take no x-ray to see right through my smile. I know I be on the go, and it ain't no drink out there that can numb my soul. Oh no, all we wanna do is take the chains off. All we wanna do is break the chains off. All we wanna do is be free. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free. Can you tell me why? Every time I step outside, I see my niggas die. Oh, I'm letting you know that it ain't no gun they
mate that can kill my soul. Oh no.
Say, all we wanna do is take the chains off. All we wanna do is take the chains off. All we wanna do is be free. All we wanna do is be free. All we wanna do is take the chains off. All we wanna do is break the chains off. All we wanna do is be free. All we wanna do is be free.
That was like the officers pulling him inside the car. He's trying to pull away. And at no time the officer said that he was gonna do anything until he pulled out his weapon. His weapon was drawn and he said, I'll shoot you, or I'm gonna shoot. And in the same moment, the first shot went off. And we looked at him, he was shot, and it was blood coming from him. And we took off running.
Are we all alone, fighting on our own? Please give me a chance. I don't wanna dance. Something's got me down. I will stand my ground. Don't just stand around. Don't just stand around.
As we took off running, I ducked and hid for my life because I was fearing for my life. And I hid by the first car that I saw. My friend, he kept running. And he told me to keep running because he feared for me too. So as he was running, the officer was trying to get out of the car. And once he got out of the car, he pursued my friend, but his weapon was drawn. Now, he didn't see any weapon drawn at him or anything like that. I was going for no weapon. His weapon was already drawn when he got out the car. He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the earth, and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots, and my friend died.
If y'all just tuning in, it's your boy DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. We kicking it here with Big Zo. That was J. Cole, Be Free. Something really, really touching. And again, it touched on a lot of topics that we had going on. So, Big Zo, two final questions for you. Then we're going to get you up out of here, all right?
All right.
So, with everything we talked about, with the entrepreneurship, with the, you know what I mean, just how modernizing everything, just being a rebel is, you know what I mean? Go ahead and give somebody that's listening, somebody that needs guidance or is just getting guidance from the wrong place, go ahead and give them a little advice you feel, you know, as though would help them out, whether it be now, 10 years from now, or just in a long run game.
Man, I'll just, like, first of all, you know, to the Most High, man, just cancel blessings to the Most High, man. And, you know what I mean? I ain't going to say, what I'm going to say to you is, like, you can go out and get any, you can do anything you want. It's not I can't, you know what I mean? If you, your OG or whatever, putting dope in your hand, man, look at him and tell him he wrong, man. He need to guide you. And, you know, we got too many young black men out here dying, getting shot, you know what I mean? And, it, you know, ain't nothing changed, man. The KKK just went into the government, man. And people just ain't waking up and realizing that, bro. Like, we got all these, like, everything's against us, bro. You know what I mean? You know, like, they can go shoot up 60 kids and don't get killed. We go try to run from the police, we get shot in the back. You know, I'm from the South, so, you know, we've been dealing with that. You know, South, you know, it's nothing down, you know, it's nothing to play with down here. These people, you know, you just got to watch your back down here, you know? And you got to be careful what you do, you know. It's just, you know what I mean, I just feel like all these OGs out here and all these dudes guiding your brother wrong, man. Just like, hey, these kids that's 15, 13, man, they got a life, man. They can change something. Like, we still going through it, you know what I mean? They can change, they can be the difference, you know? So I just wish everybody, like the baby, like little baby, I like the little message he sent out, the little song he just dropped. And, you know, he said he was guilty for telling people to pick up guns and stuff like that. It's just time for us to make a stand, bro, and stop.
All the money we're making now, bro. All the money people making right now, man, we can build a community, bro.
Okay.
Man, but, hey, I'm telling y'all, when I become heavyweight champ, man, I'm building my own community, bro. That's a champion. I want to be the champion of the people, bro. Like, Mayweather can be the champion of the people.
Yeah.
Mayweather can be, he can be the champion of the people, but he want to stunt. Stunting ain't shit, bro. That don't make you rich. We all got to go see our maker one day. We all got to go see our
maker one
day.
It's your characteristic values.
Yeah. I want to be a champion in the world, bro. People say, hey, this man made a difference. That's a champion. You know what I mean?
My man.
So,
well, look.
Yeah, that's how I feel, man. You know, anybody, y'all can look me up. Instagram, Alonzo, Big Zo Butler, man. Check me out. Hit me up. I'll talk to you. If you need some advice, holler at me.
My man. Well, look, before you go anywhere, you already know we got to play this game, smash or pass. But before we get into that, I just want to go ahead and take the time out to personally say thank you so much for coming on to the show. Again, taking time out of your busy schedule to even talk to us, talk to the people, give great advice, and touch on really meaningful topics that I feel like a lot of people need to touch on. We do appreciate you here. And again, anything you ever need going forward, just hit us up. We only a call away. Now, leaving from that, smash or pass time. You ready?
Yeah.
My man. All right, smash or pass. We got Santa Lathan, Brown Sugar. And we got Tatiana Ali.
Man, I want to hear that
know.
Tatiana.
Yeah?
Get the Ali.
Yes, sir. Ralph Cosby.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she cold.
She cold. Shout out to Santa Lathan and Tatiana Ali. I appreciate you sliding through, Big Zo. Again, if you want to, just hang on the line. Check out the interview with Jay Lee. Listen to some more good music, man. And again, we do appreciate you here, all right?
All right, appreciate
you. My man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, it's your boy DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. You just missed a great, great, great interview with Big Zo. We got Jay Lee coming up a little bit later. We're going to go ahead and get into an article, but before we do that, let's go ahead and get into a little bit more of these hot jams we got going on. Y'all cool with that, ladies and gentlemen? All right. Well, this one right here. It's Fuck the Police, NWA, DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. We'll be right back.
Right about now, NWA quarters in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy Motherfucking E.
Order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
But won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a cell. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole off bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Fuck the police. about this fucked up incident.
Fuck the police and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up. And we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass. But drop your gas, and Red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime. But I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me. Any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope. Taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad. With potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around. Put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that. But it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day. But a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police.
When I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Cause my identity by itself causes violence. So E with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun in the badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, with a gun, and if I'm rolling up the eight, he'll be the one that I take out, and then get away, while I'm driving off laughing, this is what I'll say, fuck the police.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Fuck the Police, NWA. We got Jay Lee coming up a little later on, but also we got Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Dave East, Nipsey Hussle featuring YG, and so much more. So make sure you guys check that out as well coming up a little bit later. Let's go ahead and get into this interview. It looks like 28-year-old Khalif Glenn, a former convict, is believed to be the gunman of Blixky's murder on May 10th. The rising rapper was shot in the upper body and back. Per surveillance footage reviewed by NYPD, Glenn and Blixky's embraced moments before the shooting took place. Glenn was arrested in Philadelphia and charged with illegal possession of ammunition in the case. He made his first court appearance on Friday, June 12th, and has yet to be charged with Blixky's murder. So it looks like things are also heating up for the gunman. Make sure you guys check that out. A lot more on hiphopdx.com. Read a lot more into it. Shit is going crazy, man. Shit is going crazy. Fuck the police. All right, and fuck that gunman. We don't take lives around here. No more black-on-black crime, man. No more black-on-black crime. All right, so let's go ahead and get on right on into one more track, and then we're going to go ahead and grab Jay Lee, bring him on air, go ahead and see what's going on with him, all right? So this right here is Nipsey Hussle featuring YG, Last Time That I Checked. We'll be right back. DJ Vici, Fly Life Radio.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked, I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'm a killer. Nah. Playing no games with you niggas. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you niggas. Duh. I laid down the game for you niggas. Taught you how to charge more than what they paid for you niggas. On the whole thing for you niggas. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you niggas. It gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut. Spot the pieces, I took off the Monopoly board. Hey, y'all niggas false claims, it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood about your mouth, you gotta be charged. I doubled up, tripled up, nigga what? Banged on the whole game, I ain't give a fuck. Nobody tripping, had no business, got my digits up. And when I drop, you know I'm about to fuck.
Last time that I checked,
it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked,
come through fly.
No cosign, I ain't need radio to do mine. I done fine, and I take my time.
Check.
And take my tribe, every level that I crossed in this game. Like state lines, it was visionary. Either I'm genius or you niggas scary. Maybe it's both in this balance I deliver daily. For every nigga in these streets trying to feed the babies. The single mama's working hard not to miss a payment. And dirty money get washed on royalty statements. Black owners in this game are powerful races. Young niggas in the set just doing it makeshift. Out the garage, tie you end up in charge, it's how you end up in penthouses, end up in cars, it's how you start off a curse, serve, end up a boss. It's how you win the whole thing and lift up a cigar with sweat dripping down your face. Cause the mission was
last time that I checked,
it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next.
Last time that I checked, I got the front and in the back. We on the way and that's a fact. This real, this ain't rap. Where everybody wanna act pro-black. The last lie you heard, this ain't that. This, that, I did. Made it out the gutter shit. Nip told you fuck the middle man. I told you fuck a bitch. Fuck wearing they clothes, I wear my own shit. Y'all get on y'all label, I own my own, bitch. Ayy, man, I remember all that game you throw me. Don't fuck around and get played by the label owners. Talk that shit to these niggas, Adrian Broner. But secure the window, don't let the game boost you. Cause when it's game over, it's when the game over. And all they do is play the game till it's game over. And you be giving game like a big brother mission. Never let them take it from us.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Nipsey Hussle. Last time that I checked, rest in peace to the late, great Nip, man. It's sad that they took him away. If he could have seen what today's society would have turned into, I wonder how much more powerful would his stance on what he stood for. You know what I mean? How much powerful it would have been. But in saying that... We don't got Jay Lee on the line just yet. We're going to get back into some more music and some more of these dope-ass articles. It looks like the Wu-Tang Clan member recently launched Pickle, a cannabis brand that aims to spark conversations about racial injustice across the globe. The brand shares the title of his 1994 debut album, which features the hit single Bring the Pain. Meth plans to use and his activism not only for marijuana legalization, but also to combat racism and law enforcement. The first three strands of the brand are named Cake, Gelato, and Crusher. Ooh, that sounds good. They are on sale at 4 black-owned dispensaries in California. So make sure you guys check that out. If you're in the Cali area, looks like the Wu-Tang member, out here doing big things, and he's aiming to break up a lot of this injustice going on in today's society. And we most definitely behind that. So make sure you guys, again, check that out. For black-owned dispensaries, if you can, buy black. Keep that dollar in the community, and we're going to go ahead and build it like that going forward. All right. Let's go ahead and get on into another hot joint. And then we're going to go ahead and see if Jay Lee's on the line with us, all right? Don't shoot. DJ Avicii, Fly Like Pretty. I'll be right back.
I asked my cousin why they pulled him over. He gave me a look as if he didn't know. I had my basketball and my laminators, and get along with my neighbors. I was a rough kid, hearing sirens through my window. Them blue and red lights kept me up at night. I couldn't get enough of life. I seen this kid get arrested in the park. He was screaming he ain't do it. They ain't even let him talk. I ain't understand. I'm like 10, blowing in the wind, trying to find a park to go play. I don't know the drama. I asked my mama, what do police do? She told me stay up out their way, go to school and get good grades. One day I'm walking in my building and they stopped me. Told me I look just like this kid that did a robbery. And I ain't never stole nothing in my life. Maybe candy out the store or a bag of chips. Imagine this, years go by, I got a little older. My best friends in group homes, I got a little colder. I'm trying to make the varsity team, chill with safety and shop at the mall, only Ralph Lauren to lace me in. I had the Montclair, remember begging moms for it. Walking home from school, I almost got robbed for it. I took off, I can't go home without my jacket on. Blowing wipes harassing me, but I don't know what happened to him. Left and right, I'm seeing homies get interrogated. We ain't safe where we live, it's America, ain't it? High school, they teaching me this the land of the free. But everything got a price, they don't answer to me. They don't answer to us, we getting tattoos. They think we criminals, cause we believe that cash rules. Attitude a little different when you from the gutter. I seen a cop talk crazy to my mother. My father familiar, he told me all about him. Told me never go around him, avoid him, that's if you can. Black intelligent man, they worst nightmare. They rather have you in prison forever, they don't fight fair. Starting to think about college, I got some scholarships. I just graduated, two cops pulled me over. Tried to show my diploma, they ain't acknowledge it. Three young black males riding in a Jeep. About to go to college, they thinking we in the street. The hate got a little bit deeper, I'm getting frustrated. A bunch of slick comments, I'm still a nigga. Even if you got millions, they still a get you. I played ball, I was the man on campus. Lil weed up in my dorm, I got ran off campus. Then I got locked up, minor bid, it was short. Staring at my mother crying up in court. Came home, I started rapping, had the trap first. Phone ringing all night, was trying to take a nap first. Gang squad hopping out, narcotics watching. We had the weed and the pills, then we got it rocking. Cameras in the project helped us move smarter. Niggas turned Bush Building into the new Carter. Pooch did a bid and came home the same nigga. Bully did a bid and came home the same nigga. My mom's working all night, I had late dinners. Went broke trying to cop a coat that made me hate winter. Focused up, got a deal, now this shit is real. Every time I leave the club, they hope I got the steal. But we just got some weed, we just trying to chill. We just trying to eat, we just trying to build. They follow every car I try to ride in. I'm just praying this ain't the car that I die in. I guess with this hoodie on, I'm a murderer. I'm just trying to buy my mother some new furniture. This attitude is programmed, the man's getting harassed for your whole life, all day and the whole night. They say prison is the new slave ship. They don't understand we hustling so we can pay rent. Soon as they come around you, it feel like your luck gone. They gotta show you they power, that's why they put the cuffs on. Ain't no more weed in the car, sir, the blunt gone. I got my hands up. Officer, what's the problem? Please don't shoot me, sir, I just had a daughter. Look, here go up.
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's your boy DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. If y'all just tuning in, that was Dave East, Don't Shoot. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Again, another great track that kind of touched bases on what we were talking about earlier between me and Big Zo. But with that being said,
Let's go ahead and see if we got Jay Lee on the line. If not, we're going to go ahead and get into another dope article. If not, try to open up the phone lines for you guys. We got about 10 minutes left in the show, and we don't want to waste that, all right? So let's go ahead and see if we got Playboy on the line. Jay Lee, you with us?
Yeah.
All right, looks like no Jay Lee. Looks like no Jay Lee. All right, most definitely going to keep checking back with his people, see what's going on. But with that being said, it looks like the Dream Chasers rapper took to Twitter on Sunday to support the embattled social media comedian and Wild N Out cast member after she was outed for allegedly plagiarizing her help book, Baby Girl Manifest, The Life You Want. B. Simone canceled because she finessed the book and made her way from the bottom, LOL. What major companies y'all cancel for ripping off our culture? Meek wrote, find ways to display hate towards our own when they start doing good. It's showing amongst us a lot more. So pretty much just letting y'all know this is something that's been going on for a long time. If you look around, hip hop culture has most definitely been taken by a lot of people that is not our skin tone. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into another hot junt. And then we'll be right back, all right? This right here, ladies and gentlemen, is Nas, Untitled, DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. Be right back.
To do with it when I don't know the full definition of a rap image. I'm trapped inside the ghetto and I ain't proud to admit it. Institutionalized, I keep running back for a visit. Hold up, get it back. I said I'm trapped inside the ghetto and I ain't proud to admit it. Institutionalized, I could still kill me a nigga. So what?
If I was the president, I'd say my mom was rich. Free my own. My Chevy doors lay in the White House, and yeah, I love whoever thought, master, take the chains off me.
About the chocolate, quid pro quo, something for something, that's the obvious. Oh shit, flow so sick, don't you swallow it, biting my style, your salmonella poison positive. I can just alleviate the rap industry politics, milk the game up, never lactose intolerant, the last remainder of real shit, you know the obvious. Me, scholarship, no, streets put me through colleges, be all you can be, true, but the problem is, a dream, only a dream, if work, don't follow it, remind me of the homies that used to know. Me not follow this. I tell you my hypothesis. I'm probably just way too loyal. K Dizzle would do it for you. My niggas think I'm a god. Truthfully, all of them's for you. Usually, you're never charged. But something came over you once I took you to them fucking BET awards. You're looking at artists like the harvesters. So many rollies around you and you on all of them. Somebody told me you thinking about snatching jury. I should have listened what my grandmama said to me.
Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass, nigga. Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass. Boy, shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass, nigga. Oh, now. Slow down.
Once upon a time in this city so divine called Westside Compton, stood a little nigga, he was 5 foot something. God bless the kid. Took his homie to the show, and this is what they said.
What the fuck am I supposed to do when I'm looking at walking legs? The custom big money talk, I
not to mention in foreign whips, the private jets and passport, presidential glass for gold bottles, gold models, giving up the ass for Instagram flicks. Look at this, fuck is this? One more sucker waving with a fleshy wrist. My defense mechanism tell me to get him quickly because he got it. It's a recession, then why the fuck he ain't king of diamonds? No more living, boy, meet my 4-4. When I see him, put the bird DM on the floor. Now Kendrick know that you're co-workers, but this gon' take a lot for this pistol go cold turkey. Now I can watch his watch on the TV and be okay, but see I'm on the clock with that watch landing in LA. Remember still from the rich and giving it back to the poor. Well, that's me at these awards.
I guess my grandmama was warning the boy. She said,
shit don't change to you. Get up and wash your ass, nigga. Shit don't change to you. Get up and wash your ass. Boy, shit don't change to you. Get up and wash your ass, nigga. Oh, now. Slow down.
Once upon a time in the city so divine called Westside Compton, this stood a little nigga, he was 5 foot something. Dazed and confused, talented but still under the neighborhood rules. You could take your boy out the hood, but you can't take the hood off the homie. Took his show money, stashed it in the Mosley Wosey. Hollywood's nervous, fuck you, good night, thank you much for your service.
Shit don't change, nigga, unless you wash your ass.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Institutionalized by Kendrick Lamar featuring Snoop Dogg. That was off of Kendrick's To Pimp a Butterfly album. He's, I believe, one of the many, or one of the only rappers to ever win, I believe it was a Nobel Peace Prize or something like that off that album. So most definitely a hot, hot junt to check out and cruise to. With that being said, we got about 3 minutes left in the show. Unfortunately, it looks like they got some things going on with Jay Lee, but we're going to try to get him back next Sunday, or if possible. Hopefully, we can get him back next Sunday. But with that being said, you already know how we get down here at Fly Life Radio. We're going to go ahead and take the time out. Look at that. My brain already ready to clock out. But we're going to go ahead and take the time out to say thank you so much to the fans that tuned in and listened. Sorry we weren't able to get to the promo hour, but it's cool because you always got next Sunday and Thursday, 6 to 7 as well. So other than that, shout out to my man Big Zoe, Return of the Zoe. He got crazy, crazy entrepreneur things coming up. Again, major shout out to the management deal. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. I know you're going to do great work. Great work, and we're most definitely behind you every step of the way. Major shout out to DJ Blacks here in the Blackout Radio. Major shout out to CEO Radio Network, DJ Mr. CEO, DJ Next Coalitions, Zaytown DJs, and so much more. Shout out to the family and the team, man. It's your boy DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio, and we're going to leave you with this last one, and we'll see you next Sunday, okay? All right, this right here, ladies and gentlemen, is Avicii. Came from the trap. See you next Sunday. Peace.
Hey, hey, for me to see my computer, my fulfilling body, hey. My act up here, hold up. Your hopeless, let me check your mileage, ayy. Got big dick in this stroke, tell me to end your life, ayy. I'm big licking this whole little bitch, come earn your tribe, ayy. I'm little scooping this whole big, who gon' do you right, ayy. His gang gang, little bitch, been got me right, ayy. I'm deep throwing your hoe, she ain't gon' think tonight, ayy. Pussy, what you need, I got that zany perky, ayy. She might hit my line, like fuck me in the worst way, ayy. I might disrespect that pussy like my birthday, ayy. Put it on my face, little bitch, come here, I'm thirsty, ayy. Then I kick her out like when your mama coming, ayy. Freak her on her toes while I'm off inside her stomach, ayy. Freak her on her toes and kick her from the dummy, ayy. Yo, a bitch that make me who the fuck I was. And the nigga didn't make me who the fuck I am. No, I'ma say what the fuck I want. Cause little bitches gang gang when I'm in the lane. Yo, a
That pussy ain't real. I put a cap on these niggas, don't know how they feel. I know you choking up, little bitch, you didn't know about the drill. Touch my little Asian bitch, you might catch you a feel. Rest in peace, little feel, y'all don't know how I feel. Damn, I lost my dog, so I pull up the spray. Came too far from the trenches, still I'm clutching the light. I know too many killers, slumped, they ain't killing them right. Oh, I said what I said, you ain't hearing me right.